Corbin wasn't irritating at all today, Bob. That was good.
Yep. Betty, you got some things to ask?
This is Linda in Lockwood.
Hey, Linda.
Hi, Ion. Hi, Bob. Hi, Carolyn.
Hey, honey.
Hey, Linda, Hi. Are you the person that posts on the early on the chat line signing Linda?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, yes. So I was listening to Jenny Almighty this morning, and she was talking about how we really need to engage Ion while we can and take advantage of that, and I was kind of taking the be selfish like Bob to heart. So before I get to a couple of personal questions, I wanted to ask, what's the best way to make use of the RNA leftovers in the bottom of the bottle? That clay, do you mix it like just with a little water or make the remake?
You may. Just a drop or two of water. But if you're shaking the bottle adequately as you go, there should be no residue in it. Every time you take it, you should take it and tap the bottom. And then at the end, when you get the last drop, it'll be the last drop.
I need to remember that because I've got five or six bottles with a considerable amount of clay in the bottom. So,
put vodka in them and make shots, make RNA shots. That'd be fun.
You know,
it's
I'll do that.
It's not clay, though, Linda. It's not clay. It's
well, yeah, that's the good stuff, right? It's all good.
Yeah.
Can I actually really mix it with a little vodka? Is that true, or are you just toying with me?
No, that's fun. Nikolai's Roof made a fortune with flavored vodkas. It's great.
Okay, well, my next question is, when can we get the restructure?
It's in the warehouse, Linda, and what we're doing is waiting for the individual packets to come so that if people don't know that they want a whole canister and they want to test it, because a lot of people are... a lot of people I attract, and Ion hates this, but I attract people who have sensitivities. So we're waiting on the individual packets, and I think they shipped the end of last week, so it'll be just another couple of weeks.
Okay, well, I'm very excited about that. Thank you. I'm looking forward to that. Just add it in with all the rest of the complete formulas.
And Ion's been telling us on the side how amazing it's going to be, but we're not allowed to tell anybody that.
That's right, that's right. Is there not a way, if the people know they want to try it, can they not just go ahead and order it anyway rather than having to have the sample? And then if you think you're going to need a sample, wait on it?
Yeah, we're also waiting on the picture taking. We have to put the pictures up. We're waiting on some people reviewing the product and giving us words about it. So it's a process. We have to all be patient.
Well, being a doctor, that's what you run into. Yes,
exactly. I'm afraid.
Thank you for your efforts, Dr. Dean. Sure do appreciate that. Looking forward to yet another.
It's nice to talk to live people, Carolyn. You talk to dead people so long and they quit talking back and then they're mad because they're dead and dying and all that kind of stuff. Talking to live people is great. They actually have an attitude of gratitude. It's beautiful.
Yeah, Linda, Bob and I are using it, and we can notice it. I mean, I never notice anything unless it's my formulas, but I'm noticing it. Changes in my intestinal fortitude and more energy.
Ooh. We're super excited.
Yeah, it's very exciting. We're happy.
Well, I can hardly wait.
It's Aperture Science.
Aperture Science. Okay. So on a personal note, I would like to ask, Ion, am I getting enough sleep? I feel like I'm working real hard when I do sleep, but I don't sleep.
Oh, my God, how much more sleep could you possibly use? Don't you think you get enough?
No, I only sleep a few hours a night.
Good gracious, it's like war. Every time you go to bed, it's like starting a war. And we're like, why would you want to fight, be in a place that you have to fight so hard to sustain? Honey, if you can't get right, get happy. If that bed is a prison, get paroled out of jail. It shouldn't be like that. It should be a delicious, wonderful, refreshing, eased up, nice, pleasant, perfect, wonderful experience where you enjoy it. Sleep like Bob. You only have to do it 10 minutes a week, but that's enough. But he enjoys the part. Then you just kind of check out. It's great. But But you're killing yourself trying to sleep. It's the damnest thing we ever heard of in our life. Why you work so hard to try to stay in that bed one more minute? We're like, oh, Lord, have mercy. Forget all that shit. It ain't working. Get
just
out.
Just forget
you're
it.
Sleeping.
Just don't worry
you're
about it. No,
if you're sleeping and you're rested and that kind of stuff, good. As long as you can do that, do that. But the second you can't get there and you're like, oh, I got to, oh, I got to, oh, get out of that damn bed and go do something fruitful and productive.
Okay.
Start digging ditches. Digging ditches. Get up out of that bed and go work in the garden all night long. You'll sleep. You're not doing enough. That'll get you where you're ready to rest.
Well, I have got out of bed.
How many hours
a night?
You got?
Typically about maybe 3 or 4. I usually wake up 3 or 4 times.
See, that's just insane. If the first time you wake up, get up. You're going to bed not tired if you can get up that long, that quick. Get yourself together.
I have to be honest. I've worried.
Have you not been? You don't have to be honest with us.
Well,
no.
I mean, I'm actually taking Ambien to try to sleep, particularly on my deadline nights because I write this newspaper.
That's just numbing you out. It's tricking you into what sleep is supposed to be.
How much Remag are you taking?
I'm at about 2 teaspoons.
Okay.
Well, about maybe 1 teaspoon of Remite. Right. Am I realigned? And my RNA.
So, right, if you take your Remag during the day, then you could take an extra half teaspoon of Remag at bedtime and see if that will act for you like the Ambien.
Okay. I have not been doing that at bedtime.
Do you find the Ambien is helpful?
Actually, I am, yes, if I need to kind of be in, well, I need to be in
but
bed when I take it, or I'll go
recent
right
studies have said that mostly the sleeping pills work like a placebo. When they give people a sugar pill, they go to sleep the same amount of times that they do when they take Ambien. So you're really just taking the pill for your mind to get your mind off the fact that, I'm not going to sleep. Yeah, it's a
maybe somebody can change it up for me, like behind my back. Maybe Gene, if somebody's out there,
right.
Put some sugar pills in there. So
what I'm saying about the Remag is it'll help you definitely on the level of its ability to do so, but also it'll give you something to take at night that'll help the placebo effect of your mind.
Well, I don't take the products at night, and I'm going to start right now. What about RNA? That too?
It's different for different people. Sometimes it helps them sleep at night. Sometimes it doesn't. You have to experiment.
Yeah, Linda, you're still doing a newspaper or something?
Yes,
Linda?
And that's... Yeah, I am
so
still doing the newspaper.
You're spending too much telling other people bullshit. You're fucking too much time spending informing other people of stupid shit. Cut back on that.
Right.
Quit your job or something.
That was my next question. Is quitting my job the right decision then? Because I've actually made that decision.
It's not a job.
And
slaves need to be
so
sold.
Much better.
Slaves need to be sold.
Slaves need to be sold. It's funny. I told them I'm quitting. I'm actually planning my exit is not till spring. I'm giving them until spring. And they immediately gave me more money, and I don't care. But that does lead to my next question. I mean... Well, I guess I've answered it and you've answered it. It's the right to do, right, you guys?
Stop. Listen to what you're saying. Listen, forget that. There's no time. We're just saying we don't care what you do or don't do or is or not is. We don't care about that. We're saying this is real simple about the bed thing. You're getting too much sleep. Way too much sleep. Way, way, way too much sleep. You're just killing yourself in that damn bed. When you can rest, go there and rest. And the second you can't do it, get up and start doing something. And don't lay around there and catnap and waller around in some day bed somewhere. We're talking about get your body moving and functioning and living, and you'll live that way for a second. Then all of a sudden, you will go to bed and you will sleep and you will rest. Bam. And it's only, you don't have to take a damn thing. If we had to take something to sleep, we'd blow our brains out because it's silly to have to go through that. The only reason to do that, the only reason you need to sleep, Bob went for weeks and never slept. And he did fine, and he's cold, card-carrying crazy. But it's all fine. You don't have to worry about all that stuff. You'll rest. You need to, it'd be like taking a pill to go to the bathroom to move your bowels. It's the silliest thing. If you want to go to the bathroom, honey, you start eating. You keep eating, and you'll go to the bathroom. It may not be the most pleasant experience you've ever had in your life, but you'll go. You strange, the fatigue that you will engage your body into will allow you to completely give up and rest. That's what you need to do. Get all them damn pills and all that bullshit, or get you some damn elephant tranquilizers. By God, that'll put you to sleep. That's what you need. Some damn morphine. Get you some number 99. They have back ordered right now, but they're going to get it back in stock. You get you some elephant tranquilizers. By God, that'll
hey,
put
Linda.
You right.
Make, yes,
what
when I lay down, Linda, when
saying.
I lay my head down on the pillow, I wake up three and a half hours later, and my blindfold is still sitting there. I didn't even have time to put the blindfold on. I fell asleep.
Just boom like that. So you're just a clear conscience, no worries, just boom, you're out.
Jesus,
you're exhausted.
No.
Bob has never acknowledged a conscience. He's never had a conscience in his life.
He's selfish like Bob.
Yes.
You have to do that because that's what's happening. You're become the whole wide world revolving around you. They want you, and that's all wonderful and good. It's the delicious part that you, but you can keep giving. But after a little while, you've got to get yourself in a position where you can let go and relax. And if not, it doesn't matter what you take. You're never going to rest.
Right.
Never. Do you understand?
Right.
Never. Never is a long time. You are never.
Yeah, and Linda.
Find a way
Linda,
to let it go.
Yes, Carolyn?
When Bob goes to bed, he's never exhausted. He looks sprucer and sharper. He takes a shower. He combs his hair, and he looks so cute.
I look all dressed
and
up, and I've got no clothes on.
And his eyes are all shiny and happy. And I don't think
he
looks tired at all.
I got something in my eye. That's really sweet. Oh, you guys, that's so darling.
Here's something interesting. I started the restructure a week ago, Carolyn. So I think I did a video with Roxy this week. And I looked at the videos. Holy shit, man, I was a monster of brightness coming out of my face. I think the restructure changed my face. We'll have to ask Roxy if she noticed that.
Was that Wednesday?
Yeah, it was a few days ago. It was shocking to me. Holy shit. It's like I was all lit up, my face and eyes. It's through the video camera. It was a video interpretation.
So it's 5 days into it.
Look at. Hey, oh, that's right.
Exciting.
We're not supposed to talk about this.
Oh.
I was telling you, shut up, Bob.
And you took about two canisters by then.
Yeah, I swallowed two canisters. Yeah. Yep.
Carolyn, there was nothing we could do. We tried to hold it back, but there's nothing we could do. Bob's back again. There's nothing we could do.
I know. We talk about it all the time.
I'm so guilty.
We weren't supposed to mention my ear surgery because,
supposedly
I won't know the results of, my full hearing for 6 or 8 weeks, but I'm already yelling at Bob to shut up.
Remember, we had a long talk about this, that you can't go back. Once you do this, you can't go back. You can't turn it off. Remember,
I can't turn Bob off.
That's right.
I need a remote control.
Congratulations are in order. It sounds like it was awfully successful, Carolyn, so that's great.
Yeah. Thank you. The good bits about medicine, there definitely are some. So if a person requires or wants or desires some sort of medical intervention, I think you should go for it and not have the either-or kind of philosophy. When I was first in practice up in Toronto, I would get people who were just running away from allopathic medicine so hard that they would bump into problems and then wouldn't be able to choose to do what they needed to do, with allopathic medicine.
It's like the Church of Scientology. Or you could have just taken the right amount of remag all along and never had the problem, but that's a whole nother conversation, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's totally. This type of ear condition is a buildup of calcium, for Pete's sake. So I walked right into that one.
The physician got to heal herself. It's beautiful.
Yeah, so here I have 50 years of buildup of calcium, and, I've been doing my REMAG and thinking, I don't maybe it'll help. But, you know, at a certain point, it's like, no, let's get the drill in there. And they totally, seriously, I didn't want a general anesthetic, so it was under a local. So I was there to hear and feel.
Which, by the way, is crazy. It's crazy to do that without any lidocaine or anything. It's crazy not to be knocked completely the fuck out. It is crazy, but she wanted to take it like a man.
It's not a valid surgery, exactly.
Carol has a high pain threshold.
Yep. If I can take Bob, I can take anything.
You got us there, darling. You got us there. You got us. You got us there. You got it. Yeah, you got us. We yield.
I guess this is probably a question for Dr. Dean. Then I've been on the product for a couple of years. I'm never sure if I'm taking really enough. I'm not sure what I'm...
Well, you already...
The answer is you're not.
You're not because of the sleep.
But I'm not because of the sleep.
Girl. If you read any of my magnesium books, I say insomnia is number one magnesium deficiency condition. And if the person is still having sleep problems, then you're just not on enough magnesium.
I do smoke and drink, and I think I use up a lot of it. You know, I'm not very good to myself. Like 4 teaspoons?
Yeah, when I first started out, I had to do 4 teaspoons, and you're guided by the laxative effect. And if you're doing 4 teaspoons, you gotta do the 2 teaspoons of Remite and make sure you're doing your sea salt water. And then when you get saturated, the body will let you know with the laxative effect. I'm down to 1.5 teaspoons of magnesium now, or I get the laxative effect because I'm saturated.
Okay, we're gonna move on, Linda.
All right. Thank you so much. Just have a fabulous rest of the day, and thanks for all you do, you guys.
You're gonna live.
I'm gonna make it.
Out of that newspaper. Just stop it.
I'm getting out. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Then they'll have time to read Karen's booklet.
time to read my book.
Yeah. Right. That's right. All right. Thank you.
We have to tell people.
The pamphlet.
Well, it's a booklet. It's the 80-page remag booklet. It's a chicklet.
Yeah, no, I have it. I absolutely have it.
So what we should prescribe to people is that they reread the remag chicklet after 1 year.
Okay.
Yeah, and then recompare your notes because you think you know stuff, but you really don't. So it's all good.
Okay. Any other pearls of wisdom, Ion, for the road here? Somebody asked what tribe they were from. I thought that was kind of interesting, but I don't know anything about any tribes. What tribe am I from?
Go back to the old school. Do some old-timey vodka gimlets. That'd be fun.
Maybe I'll go have one right now.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Love you guys. Thank you.
That's great.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, Linda.
Bye-bye.
All right. We got that. So here's an anonymous. I don't know who it is.
I'm very excited about exploring all these new possibilities of being, and I would like to know what is a seal.
A closure or a bind that separates realities from a known perception or persuasion. If you seal a codicil or a mark that's separated, so it's blinded from eyes, that allows you to make that separation, a closure.
So until the discoveries of the gravitational waves, all these multiverses were sealed?
They are sealed.
How do we unseal them? Because that's also mentioned in the Revelations and in the Arbatel.
So, Ian, you're saying the discovery of the gravitational waves did not open the multiverse seals?
No.
You agree with me? See, your no is...
We have to, and we hate it. We just despise it. But, yeah, sadly, it's a sad day. Sad day.
Does the sealing or unsealing has to do with frequencies because we heard the C?
No, it's about law, contract, and legal instruments.
Yeah, we did a session on contract. Gurdjieff was a fanatic about contracts, we found out.
La Crusade.
In many of these communications with other entities, there were always these weird contracts of blood.
Yes. What was that about, Ion?
That was cool. His wife was turned into a pillar of salt, but that was cool. Angels got him hot. He liked angels, though, so that's what happened.
I didn't mean Lot. These kings and princes that would do...
Well, you said Lot. We're
angels.
Talking about, we're
yeah,
talking
yeah,
about
that's
Lot.
Right. Yeah, yeah, big mistake, big mistake. So the they're talking with the demons and angels and that and making contracts. What could you say about that? Was it an illusion?
They were not contracts. They were agreements. You are calling them contracts because you couldn't live up to them. If you live up to them, they're their agreement. If we agree to show up at a certain time and we show up, that's not a contract. That's just we've agreed to admit what we did.
In the Bible, it said at the beginning was the Word. Do they meant all the technologies or only spoken language?
No, that's where you started having to keep up with stuff. As God, you didn't need any words. That's when you started needing words. That's what the Gutenberg Galaxy was all about. Before that, you didn't ever need it. And the dark ages
we
were never so bright.
About the pyramid in the Louvre, how this will be like a symbol of the communion of taking the drops and manifesting with your
connection.
Work.
It's a connection with half of a dodecahedron split in half. And where it falls, it shows you the exact angles from zillions of connection and connecting angles. Would include or preclude everything. Like, how many pyramids would it take to make a cube?
Is that related to the Seal of Secrets? What are all these angles in the Seal of Secrets?
Book of the Dead, not Book of Secrets.
Okay, and Ion, what was your question you had for Ion Byrne?
If I open the Atlas today, it looks like South America has moved about 1,000 miles east from my recollection. I don't know when the last time I looked in the Atlas, but now it, even Australia seems to have moved north and New Zealand is out of whack.
It is north. Carolyn and Bob are on their way to Alaska right now. We told them that forever. They don't notice. They don't care. How would they know? They don't have a clue. They're just happy. You know what I mean? Everything 10,000 degrees and they're freezing to death and 30 degrees below zero, and Bob's sweating, so go figure.
Byrne, I don't think there's ever been a fact I'd ever heard that meant anything to me. Not until Ion gave me some RNA drops. Now, that was an interesting new fact, new knowledge, but I never was impressed with anything anybody said about anything that was supposed to be of concern. I recommend it. It's another way of blowing your mind. All right, so Ion, Moses... Over there in Egypt, did he get access to the Loire Valley through portals, or the Loire Valley was closer to the Nile?
Through the Book of the Dead. Book of the Dead, coffin text.
Well, that's a book. Why would he have to go through a book?
No, it's not. No, it's not. Pyramid text and coffin text are not a book.
Pyramid text. What's that?
It's what they did
not
before coffin
they're
text. They're not a book.
Manuscripts and... And then
good.
Engraving.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, you're saying manuscripts are not books.
Into the afterlife.
Hey, buddy.
They're not
you're
books.
Saying manuscripts are not books. Stop talking
no,
over yourself.
We like ourselves.
So,
we like ourselves. Not
so
as much
saying,
as you,
hey,
Bob,
quiet.
But we like ourselves very much.
What we used to say to him, Carol, fine, finer, fine, fine.
Yeah,
fine,
we only have a fine. Couple minutes.
No,
then.
No, we might go another hour.
But then,
can you go another hour?
The name of the Book of the Dead is not right.
Yeah, it's not a book. Good point. So what is it, Ion? It's a secret illuminated pages that grab you and suck you into the manuscript?
Oh, stop, we're gushing. Stop, we're gushing.
The Videodrome, like in the Videodrome? No, like what are you saying about the book of the manuscript of the dead? What's significant about it? You travel through
it? It's a collection of spells.
Spells. Oh, so you use the spells
to navigate the afterlife.
Well, that's what you were looking for, Roxy. Spells. Are you saying this is how you would go through portals using spells, Ion, or you have to be dead and go in through the afterlife?
No. You can lay your body down the side. You can do that. That's just a gift of the spirit.
You can lay your body down and not be affected by it. You're not dead.
Right.
Okay, so you do
you're
spells
eternal either
in the
way.
Manuscript. You do spells in the Tibetan Book of the Dead, Tibetan Manuscript of the Dead, to travel.
The Hall of
Truth. What you're saying?
Paradise, perfect reflection of one's life.
No, come on, let's not try. What's he saying?
The Hall of Truth
power
was where
truth.
The heart was.
No, try to get his words. Don't add words. What is he saying? Ian, you went the power of truth or something.
Hall of Truth.
The Hall of Truth in the Field of Reeds.
What is that? What do those phrases refer to?
Places you can engage over across the Lily Lake.
A bit of that's in the Emerald Tablets, right? Some of those descriptions that you just referred to. Didn't the Tibetan Book of the Dead come from the Emerald Tablets?
Third Dynasty of Egypt.
It's from the Egyptian Book of the Dead, Bob.
And the Egyptian Book of the Dead is from the Emerald Tablets, right?
Up to the 12th Dynasty, but we did that already.
Look, you said the Emerald Tablets, all the religious stuff, esoteric knowledge came from the Emerald Tablets. Are you changing that now?
No, this has nothing to do with that. This is a different conversation. This is how you're dealing with the dead, not a religion. Book of the Dead is not a religion. It's a spell book.
Okay, what's dealing
toilet
with the
paper
dead
is
got
not
to do
broccoli.
With going to
toilet
Loire
paper.
Valley? That's the question.
Nothing.
You said,
nothing.
Well,
toilet
that's
paper
wow. Let's go back
to
that
topic.
That's what I'm asking about. You jump topics irresponsibly. Look, No. Moses was very close to Loire Valley in some way. And I was wondering if it was geographically squished closer,
the
Nile and Loire Valley.
New Kingdom, 1570 to 1069 BCE, if you're going to
You're naming something, but did Moses go through portals or dead zones to get to the Loire Valley, or was it
he
very
could.
Close?
Well, he could.
And by the way, this is how you ask questions of Ion. I'm showing you how to do it. You got to be intense, rigorous, and stick on it like a dog on a bone.
Wow, yibby-yo-yibby-yay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Who's that in your reference
voice?
Who the fuck was that? Who was that? Yeah. You got a fucking butt up your nose? What's your problem, buddy?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
What's your name?
Andrea.
Andrea.
What's your name?
Is it Phoenix?
Yes,
Bob, Jenny had a question.
So what? Jenny hasn't been here for a long time. Other people are here waiting.
And I went through the RNA drops and went through the portal. I went through the Book of the Dead and did all the spells.
Oh, Andrea, you're the nut. We had you on a couple months ago. You fucking did everything.
190 of them.
We'll never get anywhere with Andrea here. Andrea, we're going to put you on hold till we get back to Bernd and Roxy. We're addressing Ion. Go ahead, Bernd.
And Jenny had one, too.
Yeah, the Archangel St. Michael is very important for the French monarchy. He said... He taught Solomon to throw thunders and claps. For example, Frank the First really communicated with Michael because he was the...
No,
it
was the secret image of Ha, the flower of Hathor, the name on the left foot.
What about the Pauline art? They say the Apostle Paul was taken to the third heaven. By some
layers
angel.
Or degrees, layers and degrees that allow you to know the different planes, planular existence, planes of existence. Oh, Lord, right you and lofty. It's going to get sort of nasty here, but we don't even want to go there, but we did. Anyhow, the field of offerings is what you're trying to describe. Layer out the different degrees of position as an ascending one would do and navigate.
So as we are ascending, we are helped by the angels to go to these heavens like John the Revelator was taken.
Sure, that's right. And everybody does it. You do it all the time. It's not a problem. That's how you get up. You think you're so smart, but you're not really that smart. You just get it from us, from the inside out.
I know.
You start down a journey. Then all of a sudden the power starts flowing and you don't know where it comes from. And then you go, wait a minute. We're going to take a divine falcon and then we're going to be transformed into a lotus and then transformed into a phoenix and so on. It's amazing because is. The allegory and the illusion are outstanding. It's a sorcerer's text.
I don't know these things. I could not make these connections without
you. Can't,
you.
Well, you can't.
And
you
I always
can't make
said,
it. Well, you can't make it. You can't make
it. I always say, Bob, oh, something is helping me because it's not me. It's
well,
me.
We know. We know. We're sorry about your sister.
Oh, she's so okay. Funny.
Yeah, she's funny. Okay, Roxy, just a minute now. So, Bernd, did you get your questions answered? About the changing, and maybe after we talked, and now you asked your question again about space?
Visual space. I feel like probably I'm trapped in the concept of visual space.
Well, ask Ian. Is Byrne trapped in
that
the concept?
That would be a visual. No, not visual space, visual bias. He's judging his judgment by what he sees, and that's not true at all.
Okay, having heard that, the next question that comes to my mind is, how do I
You haven't even
step
gone
aside?
To the 42 judges. Okay, you got at that point, you have certain very specific information that you're required to order be justified by the gods. One, you need to know the difference, the different gods, the names, and what they're responsible for. But you also need to know such details as the doors.
Well, see, now you're doing the Tibetan Book of the Dead, Ion, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, yeah, see... This guy's
That's
asking about
asking.
Geography, and you're bringing in
well,
the manuscript of the dead.
The flower of Hathor, which is exactly what he's asking about.
Isn't the manuscript of the dead all visual bias because it's a fallen man who thinks he needs non-physical
which
and he thinks
what
it's time?
He's gauging, which is what he's gauging. He's trying to ask how to overcome it. So the only other way to overcome it is to go right into it. You're right.
Right.
That's exactly.
So that physical geography.
You've done this before. You've done this before.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Here's the insight. So the mapping of the Egyptian Book of the Dead is another level of geography. All of it visual bias, visual space, where you think there's time and duration.
So and now you've got to figure out, if you now have a spell, if you have a spell for repelling a crocodile, which comes to take away, or driving off a snake, for not being eaten by a snake in the realm of the dead, or for not dying again in the realm of the dead, or being transformed. See, this is how you figure out. If you have those positions, you got to know how to nullify or mitigate that ride to paradise that you're including from the circumstances that you create, that you divine to survive within its twists and turns. See, Egypt laid this out very completely and totally, because then you could see exactly what you were comparing it to. Maybe for the very first time, you're comparing these other worlds and these other realms. Like, we talk about broccoli, electricity, and toilet paper as it's one thing. But in some realms and realities, it is. From the afterlife, it doesn't matter. From that side, you have to be able to bring into the conversation whatever you're conversating to know those levels. And then you can do that into chemistry. You can do that into metaphysical, which is nothing but chemistry and or ripping down to the side of what you're doing and what you're going to do.
No, that's good.
That's
around
very
Maui.
Good, Bob. You did it. You did excellent. You
I did a good job.
Bob.
We made sure you get
Carolyn,
Chad,
let's give him some more money. Let's give him, let's give him some more money.
Fuck you.
Let's give him some more money. Give him some more money.
When I look around Maui,
a little bit more money.
No, wait a minute, Rock. You must understand what we appreciate here. So, Ion, I look around Maui. I'm in a bardo as much as physical space.
You are. You certainly are.
Yes. You got that, people? Bardos, inner space equals outer kingdom. Emotional states. The earth is an emotional state. All right, Roxy, you can go forth now with this wisdom.
I just wanted to ask if the flower of Hathor is the flower of Lys.
Oh, yeah.
The flower
and his favorite is Boodles, the Boodles, the British gin.
The Beatles?
Boodles. Boodles. It was Churchill's favorite gin.
Oh. Hathor was often depicted as a column. Is that related to the Corinthian column?
Yes, very good.
What's your topic here, Roxy?
Hathor is often depicted as column.
And you're wondering...
I asked if it's related to the Corinthian column and how that will be related.
That's associated with the bast. Bast, B-A-S-T.
What's that?
Oh, that's the cult of Osiris promised eternal life to those who deem mortally worthy.
The bad cult. Okay. So, okay, Roxy, we have to let Ginny come in. Ginny, you have a question?
I just wanted to build on what Roxy was saying, that in the beginning was the Word. But then it goes on to complete the scripture was, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So, Ion, you said in the beginning was the Word, and that was the beginning of the place of the separation. But it also says that the Word was God. Can you describe the elements or the circumstances that make the Word God?
Yes, John 1.
Yeah, it's just because I am reading John 1. So is it just because it was written in the Bible that that's what makes it God?
Well, that's how you read it.
I read it that way, but I'm asking you, in the beginning was the Word, and Bob's talking about the Word as a technology. And the Word was with God, so God had the technology at God's disposal. And then the Word was God. The character and the nature of the Word was God. So how does that relate to God? So is God a technology?
Ion dropped off again.
Oh, okay.
Good question. Good question.